This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, it's Monday, May 11th. Here we are. Yes, we being me, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is one of the ushers, along with Victoria Keelan, and we are here to do what is our, we are doing our best. I think we are on the top of our game most of the time, not always, but we're doing the best. Nobody's on the top of their game all the time, but we're pretty close, if I do say so myself. So let's go to California and find out the latest on this fabulous state of affairs called mail-in ballots. This is
because it's coming
outrageous.
To you. It's coming to the whole country.
I want to go vote.
Well, if the Democratic leadership has anything to do with it, they would like to make everything mail-in for 2020.
Really?
Now, to tell you locally, what's
the U.S.
going on,
using the U.S. Postal Service, they never lose any mail. So I'm sure.
Right, never, ever, no.
Fabulous.
And keep counting until you can't count no more. But here's the thing. So California has a special election coming up tomorrow. And this is, remember Katie Hill, the swinging congresswoman from Simi Valley? She's the one who had a throuple and then resigned, not because she was in a throuple relationship, but because she
was actually in a
throuple. Yeah, it's two women and a man.
Mm-hmm. Really?
As part of a committed union. So.
Oh, committed union.
But that's not why she resigned. She resigned because she actually had an affair on her throuple mates with a guy that worked in her office, and she had just voted with the rest of Congress to pass this law that says you can't do
had
the boo-boo with people that you work with. No,
okay.
It's not the throuple. It's the fact that she was in a relationship with a guy in her office, and so she resigned because she got caught doing that. So.
Right.
There is an empty congressional seat in California, and the reason it's being looked at so much is that this was a seat that was held for a long time by a Republican, and he lost to Katie Hill this last time around during 2018. So there are a lot of Republicans who think that this is a seat that can be flipped back, and of course that's why it's getting some national attention, because it's actually a seat that is considered to be a very purple seat. So.
How do you do throuples? How does that? Who comes up with that idea? Where do they come from?
I can barely keep up with one person. I don't know how to do multiple.
It sounds exhausting.
it just seems like a lot.
Okay,
but everybody
curious.
Has to be okay with it, I guess. So like, it was her and her husband first, and then they went window shopping and found someone they were also interested in. Here we are.
Okay. All right, so ballots, send in ballots.
Would you like me to tell you about the ballots, or do you still want to talk about thruples?
He totally buries the lead of the story. No, let's
just
go with
it. This new election tomorrow, when California switched all of their seats from Republican to Democrat in 2018, one of the reasons they did that was ballot harvesting, and that is that people could go door-to-door, collect multiple ballots, and go turn them in. They could even help you vote. And Democrats knew that was legal. Republicans did not, and Republicans got skunked in 2018 in the few remaining seats Republicans held. So now you fast forward a few years. That was a party leadership issue, actually, informing the candidates that they could do this. It's a huge deal. We have new leadership in the Republican Party now out here. It's a lot of stuff. But anyway, so because of coronavirus, the Democrats were not able to go door to door because of stay-at-home orders. They were not allowed to ballot harvest. So what do we do? The next best thing? We do mail-in ballots only. So now this is a mail-in ballot race in Simi Valley, and there's a lot of concern that there's going to be voter fraud because our voter rolls
are
notorious for being out of date. There's just in L.A. County alone, there were 100,000 people who weren't supposed to be on the voter rolls that were still on the voter rolls, which means everybody gets a ballot. That is ripe for voter fraud if you've got 100,000 ballots that aren't actually validated out there in the hands of people who can pick them up, fill them out, and mail them in. So
I'm going to go to the cemetery, so you're going to find a few names. We'll be all set.
And now, nationally, they want to do the same thing in November 2020. So this is something bad, I think. it wouldn't be bad if we could validate that the voter rolls were accurate, but we can't. And nobody's willing to take that on as a project.
What about all the dead people who got stimulus checks? You know, now the government's saying, oh, hey, if you're a dead person who got a stimulus check, you got to mail it back.
Yes.
No, they literally said that. And they said, you know, you have to return the checks. It's like, oh, okay.
How is the weekend at the beaches in California, Jennifer?
Well, it's fine because no one's allowed to stop. Such a stupid thing.
Just keep moving.
L.A. County beaches were still closed. Ventura County and Orange County beaches were open. But there was the rule that you can't actually stop. You can walk, you can run, but God forbid you take a look and take a breather and look out at the waves because that's not legal. So
really?
I think there were no big problems. We had protesters this weekend, 1,000 of them, who want to get California back and reopened. The governor's feeling, I think, a tremendous amount of pressure because he told us that stage three was like 3 months, 4 months away. Now he's saying it might be just a month away. So I think he's feeling the political pressure.
And what's
stage
three? Is that the non-essential retail?
That would be, stage three would be salons, barbershops, churches.
Okay.
My hair has never been as long as it is now. My hair is...
my husband has, like, almost a mullet happening now. I'm just going to have to cut it myself.
Yeah,
it's awful.
It looks awful.
I cut my dad's hair this week, and it looked good.
Yeah. Really? All right, well, I'm not there. You could cut mine. What'd you say about the churches getting open and doing...
Churches are really ticked off because they're part of stage three, and so they're saying that they're just going to start defying the governor's orders because they want to go back to church.
Well,
so
well, who
why is it safe to go to Kroger and not not go to church?
I don't know. Up yours there, president or governor or whatever. I'm going to church. I'm not going, but
churches can actually limit capacity. They can add additional services, and they can space people out. The fact that they haven't been allowed to reopen is stupid.
Yep. Okay. So can we check on Mike Flynn a little bit and see what's going on? I've got with our discussions on Thursday and Friday last week about him being acquitted, basically. So does that mean life for him goes back to the way it was before? What happens?
We'll find out this week if he gets acquitted. The DOJ said that they are dropping the prosecution. They're dropping the charges, so there is no prosecutor in the case.
So
one would assume that the judge has to sign off on it this week. If that's the case, then Mike Flynn goes back to the normal life that's left, that was ripped apart by all of these stupid headlines and reports and charges that really took away not only his reputation, but his career, his home, ripped up his family, left him $6 million in debt. But I think there is probably going to be a chance for him to sue and at least recoup his legal fees, which he should be allowed to do.
Mm-hmm. How many people in the White House have seen various numbers, people in the White House that are quarantined or have some connection to the White House, isn't it? Like Pence's wife's got corona, right?
No, not the wife. The press secretary has corona.
Press secretary. Okay.
For Mike Pence, not for the White House.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So it was thought
and
that he was
Stephen Miller's wife has it, right?
That I didn't hear. It could be. I don't
over
know.
The weekend I thought I heard that. Yeah, so she's in quarantine. It's and then there's also the person who is the Trump's valet. He's also got it. So and he basically served meals to the first family, so I'm not sure where that
hamburger from McDonald's.
There.
He went out and got the hamburgers and brought them back.
Well, he physically put them on the table for them.
Ah,
so,
I see.
You know.
All right,
a lot of testing though to try. Mike Pence was there. Everybody thought he was going to quarantine, but he's just getting tested every single day. So
the Chinese, by the way, say we've been lying about them. They are expert in lies.
Takes one to know one.
Right, exactly. Telling lies. So is anybody not thinking that the world is going to go after? Hopefully we're going to have the balls to stick to our guns and then just go for it. These people have to pay the price. They have to.
Intelligence this weekend, I don't know if you guys saw, but one of the big headlines was that they actually have closed traffic down the streets around that Wuhan lab in October, according to German intelligence.
Really?
Not in December, no.
Wow, boy, it is unbelievable. Are we foolish enough to fall for any of their stuff? Are we going to have people who are sympathetic? Oh, we have to take it easy. They've had a tough time. Or are we going to do what we need to do, and that is get the heck away from the Chinese in terms of means of production or whatever it is? We have to stick to our guns on that. Speaking of guns, the NRA is canceling events, laying off workers,
because of the situation there, canceling major events. I guess why is that news? Everybody is canceling, right? So why should they be any different?
I don't know.
5 million members, the NRA. I belong to the NRA, but I have no use for Wayne LaPierre or any of these other clowns there. I think it serves a worthwhile, useful. I don't own any guns, but I wanted to learn how a long time ago to use one. So, and I belong and I stayed because I think it's an interesting group of people, and I like interesting people. That's why you're here, Victoria, because I like interesting people. You and Jennifer, the top of my list. Yes, exactly. All right, 16 past the hour. I watched a video over the weekend focusing on the virus and how it interacts with our immune system. And when you look at the things that we have control over in our lives versus what we don't have control over, our immune system is the one thing that can help support you every single day. Your immune system has two ways it can be supported: antioxidants and vitamin D. And I know from all the things that I've learned over the years about vitamin D, it's the one nutrient that every cell in our body uses. The best source of vitamin D is sunlight on your skin. Three things that can keep you from transmuting sunlight into vitamin D: the color of your skin, darker your skin, the longer you have to be out in the sunlight, that sort of thing. But you know what? One of the things that I really want you to know about vitamin D is how available it is right now. There's a new product from Purity Products called Advanced Vitamin D. It's doctor recommended, matter of fact, formulated by a couple of doctors on the staff at Purity Products. 5,000 units of vitamin D plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. Back again to our immune system. How important it is to have a strong immune system. I'm so thankful, knock on wood, that I have a strong immune system. And it's something we all should have, all can have. Eat right, get the right amount of rest, drink lots of fluids, and these vitamin C capsules from Purity Products. Wow. Advanced D, $19.95 for 1 month supply. And when you order now by going to PurityD.com, that's Purity, the letter D, .com, you'll find a fabulous offer courtesy of us, the DJV Show. Not only for $19.95, you get a 1 month supply of Advanced Vitamin D, also get a 1 month supply of their ultra pure fish oil and free shipping. So get on board now. You'll find this offer only at PurityD.com. That's PURITYD.com. Advanced bone and muscle support and free ultra pure omega-3s only at PurityD.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
Song. You know what the concept behind answer songs, Victoria?
No, but I love this song so much. It's like one of my favorite songs from the 60s.
Betty Wright. I was surprised. I asked Phil to check this out because I looked at her age. She's 66. That didn't seem right to me. But she started doing her thing at about 13. And that's one of the things about some of the early singers. We were talking about Little Richard earlier and his passing away. He started when he was 13, 14 as a gospel singer. Betty Wright, same thing. How many of you remember some of her big songs? Clean Up Woman, Tonight's the Night, Girls Can't Do What the Guys Do. She died from cancer in Miami over the weekend. On May 2nd, her friend Chaka Khan tweeted that she was in need of all your prayers. After growing up in a gospel-singing family, Wright released her first solo album, 1967's My First Time Around, when she was 14. Scored her first hit at the age of 15 with Girls Can't Do What the Guys Do. Here, that's... What do we have here tonight? What is this? Your song? There. This is one of those times when all the songs sounded the same. I mean, from particular artists. Betty writes all of her songs all sound the same, and they're all good. Clean Up Woman was probably her biggest, the most enduring song. Tonight's the Night, Dance With Me. And then in 1988, No Pain, No Gain, one of her big songs. In 1975, Wright won the Grammy for Best R&B Song for her Where's the Love. And she was nominated for a total of 6 Grammys, including an Album of the Year in 2008 for her contribution to Lil Wayne's track Playing With Fire. In addition to her own work, Wright has also been in demand as a studio vocalist. She was a background singer for a long, long time. Very successful, like a couple of members of the Supremes were. Stevie Wonder, who's a backup singer for Clarence Clemens, Stephen Stills, Peter Tosh, David Byrne. Her husband, Noel Williams, also known as King Sporty, co-wrote Bob Marley's Buffalo Soldier, died in 2015. But She certainly made her mark. No gain, no pain, no pain, no gain.
Betty Wright.
Some of my closest friends have thought they had their thing on a string just because that man was bringing them flowers and candy and all kinds of gifts. Honey, some gifts are just to make him feel better while he's on his guilt trip about the night before.
Especially there you go.
You know you haven't been doing the thing.
That's a story.
Think about it.
So Betty Wright, we remember her as we remember Little Richard passing away over the weekend. Next item of interest here on the DJV program is very interesting Boys to Men story. They delivered a Mother's Day tribute on SNL with a socially distanced rendition of a song from Mama, featuring Kenneth Edmonds, known as Babyface, who produced the original track in 97. Boyz II Men and Babyface performed A Song for Mama from their respective homes. During the song, photos of SNL cast members with their own mothers were shown on screen. Boyz II Men and Babyface were the third and final SNL at-home musical guests, following Coldplay's Chris Martin covering Bob Dylan and Miley Cyrus performing Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here. The episode also marked the end of the SNL 45th season. With Alec Baldwin also saying he wasn't going to play Trump anymore in any more skits from his home. So it'll be interesting to see how they take their shots come the fall again. At 28 past the hour, you're listening to the musical portion of this hour of the DJV Show. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This Vivian has. I've been on the Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 137,000 Americans could die from coronavirus by early August, according to the latest projection from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics. They say they base the new projection on people moving around more as states begin lifting stay-at-home orders. As of last night, more than 79,500 Americans had died of the virus. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is pushing back against former President Barack Obama's criticisms of the government's response to coronavirus.
With all due respect to the former president, and I really don't want to get into a political back and forth here. I don't know what he's talking about.
Obama had spoken on a conference call with former members of his administration.
It has been an absolute chaotic disaster.
That clip obtained by Yahoo News. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline increasing now 8 cents over the past week, now standing at $1.84 as oil prices are continuing to rebound after plummeting just a few weeks ago. USA Radio's John Clemens with an update.
Average gasoline prices are likely to continue to climb in the week ahead as more states reopen across the country as demand for gasoline continues to rally. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Across the country, the lowest average prices can be found in Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $1.45, followed by Arkansas at $1.46, Mississippi at $1.48, Texas at $1.48, and Kansas also at $1.48. The priciest average gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3 per gallon, followed by California at $2.75 per gallon, Washington at $2.42, Oregon at $2.37 per gallon, and Nevada at $2.30 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
A shooting at a party in Fort Worth, Texas, leaving two people critically wounded, three others being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities say there were about 600 people at the gathering when the shooting started yesterday. No one's been arrested. And Major League Baseball will hold a conference call with owners today to discuss a plan about restarting the season. Reports are if owners agree, MLB will submit its proposal to the Players Union tomorrow. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
There we go, back again, another half hour of the DJV program for Monday, May 11th. Who would you like to be today? Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, I think we all would like to be who we are. I know I like who I am most of the time. I don't always like who I am. Victoria, you like who you are most of the time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is, so I better like...
Well, I think sometimes you're excited. I think you're very creative. I think you're open. I think that you present as being grateful. I think you present as being present. I think you're quite bold. Oftentimes when I say things, you laugh. My compliments seem second. What is it you and Kara used to say to me about my compliments? That they were not left-handed, but they were not always received graciously. Because they didn't sound...
No,
like
they weren't given
clumsy.
Graciously. It's not about the way we receive them.
They were clumsy.
Trying them, yeah.
Well, but I have good intentions. I don't always...
Yes. Well, that's why we're still friends. Because we know your intentions are good.
Okay. All right, let's get to some business news. Speaking of words, I noticed that a lot of the hospitals are getting paid more if patients are listed as victims of COVID-19, so the hospitals are trying to get more and more people. So there's a conundrum here for me, understanding some hospitals are in terrible shape. I know the one here in my town is, because they're and that many people in the hospital that needed to go to the hospital. So are they trying to cultivate people where you are or elsewhere to go to the hospital so they can charge more to Medicare or insurance companies for people who have, even if they aren't, if they don't have COVID, the doctor can say, okay, yeah, that patient's got COVID-19. Charge more. Is that how it works?
I have no idea. I have not even heard of this because in New York and New Jersey, well, no, because in New York and New Jersey, we don't need to inflate the numbers. The numbers are really high as it is. They're the highest in the country. So I maybe in other places around the country that's happening. I have not heard any stories of that.
Well, a lot of people who have
friends who are doctors in ERs in New Jersey and in New York, and I have not heard any of that. They're so
overwhelmed. The feds are investigating people who are hospitals that are claiming this person's got COVID and really it's garden variety pneumonia.
So they treat it. I can see how that would easily happen. Sure.
Oh yeah, I can too. Oh yes, of course.
Unfortunate, but you know.
Payments $5,000 higher for a patient if it's a COVID patient versus a pneumonia patient. Do you know that?
No, but I knew it would pay more from the government funding. Yeah. Yes, right. I didn't know how.
Matter
much
of fact,
more, but
depending on how long you stay in the hospital, if you're on a ventilator, they can charge $39,000 for your visit in the hospital if you're on a ventilator. Was that because they were scarce? I suppose maybe. Was there anything else?
Yeah.
No, they can. If they do, they can. All right, let's see here. What else in the business world? Let's bounce around a little bit. Denny's in food news, the food business, has introduced meal kits. Is that like the Dunkin' Donuts thing we were talking about earlier?
It's like the DIY thing. A lot of pizza restaurants are doing make-your-own pizza kits, and those are selling out. It's a family activity. It's fun to make pizza at home. They can charge a lot of money. They don't even need to make your food for you. They just give you the ingredients. So, yeah, I think it's a smart business move. And
there's nothing more profitable than pizza.
Yeah.
Fabulously profitable.
Yep.
So
Denny's is now doing the breakfast thing. So you get the whole, I think it serves 4 to 6 people, and you get the whole box of Denny's breakfast, including coffee grounds and all kinds of everything you need for the whole big Denny's experience.
Really? I'll admit to liking the veggie stir fry thing at Denny's. If I'm on the road,
I don't even know the last time I've been to a Denny's.
It's not great, but it's better than some of the other. They have the diner experience. The Denny's diner is kind of cute. And, they make whatever it is that's in the grease that they cook the stuff in.
Oh, it's probably pure lard.
Yeah, whatever it is. Tastes great.
Yeah.
So you can get a chicken and rice dinner meal kit. You can get an apple crisp dessert kit. That's taking some planning. I mean, that's not easy to do all that stuff. You don't have to buy anything, though. It's all included, right, no matter what.
Yep. You just
and
pick
a roll
up the box
of toilet
or they
paper.
Deliver it, depending on where. Yeah, and they're selling toilet paper. Well, you know, Panera has what they call Panera Grocery, which I've used several times. And if you things that they normally have, like apples, chips, things like that, that they're selling them as a grocery item, loaves of bread, which at the time, this was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had no bread and we couldn't find any bread in the store. So luckily Panera was there. And so we had got some of the staples, milk and bread and, apples and stuff like that from Panera. It was great. So I think it's a smart business move. Companies are being flexible. They're realizing, this doesn't need to be a total loss. This doesn't need to be doom and gloom. Let's come up with something new. Let's think outside the box and it's working.
Mm-hmm. So, in general, how are the businesses reacting? I was talking earlier the stories about what I believe needs to happen. I think it's time to open up and be responsible, but open up, get businesses going again. I was never actually, if you remember, I was always kind of iffy when this thing started, although I admit at the beginning I didn't understand the consequences of it, how serious it was going to be in terms of, it's not every day that we have a situation like this.
Yeah.
And we certainly reacted to it in a more than, I don't, it's frustrating because I don't know how to describe my own feelings about how we reacted or overreacted. I think looking at data You and I always talk about the facts, and is it between the facts and the truth? What's really happening here?
Well, the modeling of the virus and the number of deaths so far, the modeling was it overshot it, but that's the best case scenario, you know. Mm-hmm. And when the original numbers came out of what the projections were going to be, that included if we did nothing. And what we did do was we socially distanced, we stayed at home, we didn't go out in big groups, and we wore masks. And that's why the numbers didn't come to fruition, thank God, because those numbers were astronomical.
Yep.
And so, you know, it proved that we do have a lot of control over how this virus spreads. There's a new study that's coming out, I think by the end of this week, coming out of Japan, and it finds that if 80% of Americans would wear a mask, that we would literally cut the numbers down to 1/12. That's what this study is showing.
And we wouldn't need to have done what we did. There was kind of a knee-jerk reaction, in a manner of speaking. Staying home, ordering McDonald's delivery, that didn't keep
Well,
you.
Staying at home flattened the curve. That definitely, yeah, the data on that is very solid. That did help. But what this study is saying now going forward is if 80% of Americans would wear a mask starting right now, then we would only have 1/12 of the projected numbers of people who will die from it. And that should make us feel empowered that we have a lot of control over this virus and how it spreads. But for some reason, people don't see it that way. They feel like, oh, well, if I'm wearing a mask, my freedoms are being taken away. It's like, no, you're kind of a dumbass if you look at it that way.
Yeah,
because
you
what
are
you
kind.
Should be looking at is, yeah. I can control this. I actually have a lot more control when I'm wearing a mask. So, I don't know. People just are ignorant, and I you see these people protesting, and I understand business needs to reopen, and I'm all for that, but we have to do it in the smartest way that we can.
But I'm being as destructive. This is Monday morning quarterbacking, so maybe it doesn't make any difference now. But moving forward, I don't think you'll see the public accept, even if we have spikes, which we're going to have. In this, we're going to have spikes in this.
Well, the worst, if we don't, but if we don't take control of it now, in the fall, looking at the end of September and beginning of October, you know, whether it's just the data of this, and Dr. Fauci has been warning about this from the beginning, that this is going to come back in a second wave that's even worse than the first.
Didn't you send me something over
and
the weekend?
Astrologically, I know you and I are into that. I know other people are like, oh, whatever. But astrologically, it even tracks with the end of September to beginning of October another second wave that's bigger than the first one. Yeah. So, you know, like, if we
Those
lock it
Christmas.
Down now, and we do what we're supposed to do, and we wear a mask, and we slowly reopen businesses, we have a much better chance of not having this kill hundreds of thousands of people. We've heard President Trump, who from the beginning said there were like 7 cases, oh, it's fine, we've got it under control. Now he's changed his tune because he has to face reality. He's even said this could kill 130,000 people. You know, I don't know why people are still fighting against wearing a mask. It's not that big of a deal.
No,
it's not like
it
you're sitting at home watching TV with a mask on.
No.
You know, it's like,
what?
You go to the grocery store, you can handle it for 20 minutes.
But you can't, this is that stuff you can live with. You want, nobody's going to do it forever, and it won't last forever. But the thing that a lot of people mistake or don't understand, or they don't want to understand, how important your immune system is. If you had biology at all in high school, you understand how your body works, I hope. Schools aren't doing that bad a job that they're not teaching you. I know they're not teaching you health ed, which is very important, so you understand how your body works. And it's your immune system that will protect you.
I don't know if you saw this new study, but the gut health is so important
now.
Oh, yeah. There was a new study that shows that the virus, we've been seeing random symptoms popping up here and there, and they say, oh, well, this is actually a symptom, and this could be a symptom. Well, a lot of, inflammatory bowel symptoms that were popping up, the doctors didn't understand the connection. Well, now they know. There was a new study that came out over the weekend. I think it came from somewhere in Massachusetts, maybe a Boston hospital, and they have tracked the virus, and the virus breaks through the intestinal wall, and that's where all those, if you had nausea, diarrhea, things like that, those early symptoms of, like, IBS, that's the connection. It's because the virus is breaking through a weakened intestinal wall. So I have tripled the amount of probiotics in my world. Like, I mean, from day one, because I've been listening to Dr. Jack Stockwell here, and I know how important that is, and I have tripled my probiotics for over a month now. and just knowing that that's so essential to your immunity is your gut health.
Vitamin C, vitamin D.
Yeah.
I sound like Dr. Ken. Don't smoke, lose weight, exercise, take your vitamins, protect yourself by building a healthier body and a stronger immune system. You can't shut down every time there's a bad flu season. The elderly are always going to be at risk. The high-risk people ought to be quarantined. That's, I think, part of all of this stuff. The question that I have had here, at what point are we doing more damage than good to the overwhelming majority? Does the right to quarantine trump others' right to provide for their families? And that's the thing, that's really where the rubber hits the road. And that's why I think I want to see smart business, not just any business, but smart business, because enough people have suffered enough because of this, and it's time to be smarter about it, frankly.
Well, there are certain sectors, you know, in the business world that are doing really well. I mean, not just Amazon. I mean, Amazon is doing gangbusters. But, you know, during the break, Phil and I were talking about cooking our own meals and the meal kits and everything. Blue Apron was on the brink of extinction, and Blue Apron is back in a major way now. And all those home delivery meal kits are doing really well. And in other retail worlds, you would think retail is way down, and in some cases it is, but IKEA, which is actually the world's biggest furniture retailer, I did not know that, they are starting to reopen all the stores in Europe now, and they've been closed since mid-March. And the interesting thing, they found that, they're looking at the patterns, and some of the countries, they say, are 10 times they've done 10 times the business on e-commerce than they did before the outbreak. And they said the most extreme is in Denmark. Sales are now level to what they were before the stores closed, which is kind of interesting.
Those are good examples. Big businesses have more, they can fall back on that.
But
the little businesses.
Too. Well, small businesses, depending on what they're, what they make and what they, small businesses like
cream.
It depends. But office furniture, huge. Home equipment right now, home gym equipment, everybody wants that.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking equipment, pots, pans.
Most of those are big companies,
all that
though,
stuff.
Victoria. And the backbone of our country is small business. And that's why I say, I'm not trying to diminish the lives that are lost. Loss of life is tragic no matter what. But are we doing more damage than good to the overwhelming majority? And in my neck of the woods, the answer to that question is yes. The podcast, well, we don't really do a podcast. We do a clip of the day now, which is kind of fun. You can find it at djvshow.com. Present one, till we put one up today from last week, was a focus on Jason Alexander spilling the secrets behind Seinfeld. Quite an interesting conversation about that. Check us out on social media at facebook.com/DJVShow as well. And the podcasts and clips are at DJVShow.com. Talking about your diet, talking about how healthy you are. Don't forget the losing weight thing. You know, I'm gonna give you kudos here. We have a client, Calitrin, has been on the air with us about 3 years, and they went away when the whole thing started. And Victoria said, why have they gone away? And so we talked to them, and they said, well, okay, we'll try it. Well, you know what? They're having the busiest season, the busiest time they have ever had in business. Because
people are coming out of hibernation. We've all gained quarantine weight.
Yep.
Everybody
lose the
has.
Weight. Yep. Got to lose the weight. Toploss.com is the safe way of doing it, the natural way. Use the code DJV and save on shipping and what you order. That's Toploss.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did they use the same theme for the movie as they did the TV show, Chucker?
I don't think so.
Me neither. What's the theme? This is the theme from The Equalizer,
which was a
very popular television show. The hero was not your everyday type of hero. Would you say that was an accurate statement, Chucker?
It's a really, really cool hero. And the TV show is played by an actor named Edward Woodward.
Edward Woodward.
Who was very, very like a sort of like a Michael Caine-ish personality, and he was fantastic on that show. That show ran from 1985 to 1989. Denzel Washington played the character of Robert McCall in the two feature films, which I liked a lot because I love.
Yeah, a little violent, Denzel but Washington. They were good stories. They were well written stories.
But over the weekend, it was announced that CBS has picked up or greenlit a new TV show that will flip the character from male to female. It will star Queen Latifah.
Really?
I look forward to it because I love the concept.
Good.
I really do. I love the concept. So I look forward very much to a new incarnation of the Equalizer, ex-operative who helps neighborhood people who get into binds. It's really cool.
The movies took place in Boston. McCall wasn't in Boston. No, the TV show wasn't in Boston, but the movies took place in Boston.
Also CBS greenlit a new TV show called Clarice, which is the character of Clarice Starling that Jodie Foster played in Silence of the Lambs. It will take place 6 months after the events of Silence of the Lambs. No Hannibal Lecter will be in the series. It's just going to be her FBI character, I guess, hunting different serial type killers. I think that also has a lot of potential for a weekly
TV show. Do you watch Chicago PD?
I don't. I watch Chicago Fire. Sometimes I do. I know all that. I know I don't watch it religiously, but I do. I have watched it. Yeah.
So there was from the beginning, one of the most popular characters, if not for a while the most popular, was a female cop who was played by a woman named Sophia Bush that I'd never heard of before.
Familiar. Sure.
She became a real. She became a star in around the show. Yeah. She's done a few movies and stuff. And she was upset with things that were going on, and so she quit. And
right,
she was supposed to star in a television show called Surveillance that CBS was going to do. And somehow it got iced, and nobody can quite figure out why, because the story itself had a good they had good storylines, and she's very popular, very likable, very attractive. So I don't know what happened to it, especially in this age when there's so much need for product. It just seems strange to me whether sometimes that stuff gets yanked and they make a movie out of it, but it didn't seem to, especially in this season where everybody's looking for stuff. I think CBS, that announcement from CBS, the first one, they were shooting a pilot for NBC with my friend Jonathan Tucker called Debris, and they got three quarters through it and they stopped producing it because of the COVID stuff. So they're supposed to go back as soon as the coast is clear to finish it. But that's the only pilot I knew of anywhere being produced, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have when the new stuff, the network, the quote unquote former model where the network stuff always premieres this fall. I think most of this stuff will not premiere this fall because it's not in the so-called can. So you're not going to see really a lot of new TV shows or new episodes of TV shows that we like until sometime in 2021.
Yeah, but there's a TV show being produced by Jerry Bruckheimer modeled after the National Treasure movie series.
That's a Disney Plus show, though.
Yeah. Then there also is a new National Treasure film in the works. Jerry Bruckheimer says Nicolas Cage comes back, and then I don't know what. I thought those movies were great, frankly. Didn't you? Did you like
them?
They were
fun. It's been a long time now since the second one. And Nicolas Cage's career is so weird. We'll see if Disney takes him back in the fold to do that. I know one thing, Neve Campbell is in talks about the possibility of reprising a role as Sidney Prescott in a fifth Scream movie. Doug, I know you love that horror stuff, so I wanted to mention that on air.
All right, yeah. Got any more horror news for us? You and your horror stuff. Do you ever figure out...
Hear me out here. That's one of the reasons I named my daughter Sidney, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
No, but I think you told me that before. To refresh your memory?
There's some truth to that. And then this movie Extraction, which is an action film on Netflix with Chris Hemsworth, who played Thor. Yeah. Right around 100 million viewers have tuned into that on Netflix, and they've announced a sequel to that. So
It's had a huge resurgence. It's the show Billions on Showtime.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.